You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey guys, welcome to me talking to you. I am here on the set of my brand new podcast, Don't Mess with Christine Sodelko. I'm Christine Sodelko. And Don't Mess is a CastBox original produced alongside Studio 71. CastBox, if you haven't heard of it, is a podcast app available on iOS and Android. It's one of the fastest growing apps for podcasts on the market. And you can listen to Don't Mess on your other podcast platforms, but I hope that you give CastBox a try. I think it's a really great app. You can find all of your favorite podcasts on there, including, hopefully, mine.
Hi, I'm here. We're here. It's my podcast. No, I haven't given up yet, even though I want to every day and thought of some scenario where I could fake sick and didn't have to come in today. It's Don't Mess with Christine Sodelko. Hi, everybody. I am here with Carly and Aaron.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
The Vlog Squad,
oh
y'all.
Oh my God, representing the squad
yes,
today.
Sister.
They've been on billboards.
It's true.
They've
true.
Been to David Dobrik's house. They've
not even believable.
They've talked to David Dobrik. Mm. They are friends with David Dobrik, you guys.
Yeah, we were just with him before we came here.
Yeah, oh. not to brag.
Oh,
but yeah.
Okay. Well,
it's
anyway, welcome. You guys are Viners, now YouTubers, like so many of us
yes.
are.
All of us, I think.
Yeah. Well, I was just talking to Cody Ko, and I was like, the Viners turned YouTubers are responsible for some of the best YouTubers and some of the fucking worst.
Yes. Are you talking about us?
The worst. You're in the middle.
Okay. Okay. No, you're right, though.
Yeah. So for this, I only have one note, and that is One Direction.
Oh, I love that. Perfect. We could talk the whole podcast about that.
I mean, what is happening with Zayn?
I don't know.
Forgotten
I really,
about him.
Well, I haven't really caught, like, I don't really know his life anymore.
He's your favorite, though, right?
Well, he was. I have to say Niall's my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
But he tweets like twice a week, and it's like a photo of him with like a new hair color.
Are him and Gigi back together? Or back on?
Are they an item?
Are they an item?
I don't know. I don't really care. I don't know.
I unfollowed him like a while ago.
Okay,
the
well,
tea.
That's
yeah. Well, hopefully
not
he's not
okay.
listening to this. Yeah. Jeez, Aaron.
He will be. Zayn, if you're listening.
I'm so sorry.
Zayn, if Jazzy listens, he thinks it's about him.
What do you mean? Oh my God, yeah. And I go, his hair color, because he had the pink hair.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
His hair's like black now. Have you seen it?
No, I don't like him. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. Oh, I thought Zayn was your favorite.
No, I love Zayn. Well, how's it?
Now I'm confused. Yeah. Which one are we talking about?
I don't know.
I don't know
this
either.
Is a mess already.
Yeah. Should we go?
Please do.
Did you know that Harry's playing Madison Square Garden this week?
Wow.
I can't believe that.
I don't really understand. Like, isn't it a venue, though?
Yeah, but it's like, oh, you're playing Madison Square
Garden.
It's like,
it's really big, yeah. And it's like,
he deserves
notorious.
Everything.
Yeah. He deserves to play at
in heaven. In,
underwater. Yeah. King Triton. I don't fucking know. but yeah, did you see him when he came to LA?
No, I wish.
We got front.
Oh,
I know. That's right.
Thanks, SeatGeek. Shout out to SeatGeek. Everybody download, use code Christine for 10% off your first order. Also, can you, Jordan, email them because I want my next one I want BTS. BTS is coming in September.
You do like them?
Yeah, I do.
I don't understand. They're so big.
They're so big.
And I didn't know this until the last award show.
Yeah, that's how I found out about them. What? And then I just watched a YouTube documentary and I just fell in love.
Whoa. Oh, really?
Because they work so hard. They're such good friends. It's fun to see like a different culture.
Uh-huh.
They put so much, there's so much visually in their shows. It's insane.
Yeah.
They're cute. They like, they have fun. I just love them.
Did you watch Shane's?
I was just going to ask.
Yeah, Shane's conspiracy video about, it was like the pop industry in Korea, how like they overwork their artists so hard they're always like passing out and stuff.
They have like schools. They like go into this program and they train them and then they push out these groups
and
some of them make it, some don't. And they like they live there, like they give up their
whole
lives.
Oh my God, that's so crazy.
Yeah.
Until like, what did it say, like 28 or something? 29?
Oh yeah, they sign a, it's like a, they call it a slave contract.
And then they have to go to war or something.
Yeah, some of them have to, it like makes them enlist in the war.
Yeah, I've heard of, I have like some K-pop people have had
to go. Oh my god, that's so crazy. That's,
yeah, it's weird. And that's like South Korea too, which is way more liberal than North Korea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's just interesting. And I feel like they're just filling the void.
Well, that'll be so fun for you.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, anyways, back to the good part of it. So anyways, have fun watching people in slave contracts passing out on stage.
Is problematic? Is why I don't think so.
No.
That's what they're called.
Yeah, that's what they're called.
Like, for real?
Yeah, that's what they call them. If it's problematic, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean it in that way.
No. I'm saying, is it problematic to support them?
Oh, no, no.
When they're like slave, that's what I meant.
No, I think it's problematic not to, because then the fans will...
Get really mad.
I feel like I'm in like a slave contract with Jordan because it means I have to talk to him all the time.
Why does everybody? I don't know.
On a friend level.
Yeah.
As a manager, no, he gets me really good brand deals.
I was gonna say you just did Fortnite, bitch.
Yeah. Well,
Jordan, you trying to get a Fortnite deal over here?
But you guys are rep by his old assistant, who Rebecca. I happen to love.
Yes.
Rebecca.
Are you jealous of us?
Honestly, kind of, because Rebecca's the only reason I remember to do anything.
She's amazing.
She's so on top of her shit.
Yeah.
She'll like text me something that I didn't even remember I had to do. And she's like, remember call today at 2. And I'm like, how do you know that you balance so many other people? Like,
She's so crazy. Good. I love her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to this mixer, this Musical.ly, like they threw at Musical.ly headquarters.
A mixer.
Mixer. I just went for free drinks, but they had people walking around trying to like convert you to be on Musical.ly. And I'm like,
they're Scientologists.
Yeah. I literally
they're
was
all
like,
in these suits.
Yeah.
I tried to be like polite about it. Oh shit.
Oh.
But I was like, I basically was just like, look, I'm here for free food and alcohol.
Yeah.
Really happy for you, but I'm never gonna use your app. I'm sorry. Like it's just not for me.
It's so bad.
They make you make one.
Yeah, they're like, you sign a contract when you walk through, you take a sip of this vodka cranberry, you are on Musical.ly.
You have to make one now.
That's so funny. Well,
I didn't even know it was still around, honestly.
Yeah.
Well, now that they're bringing Lively into it.
Oh, yeah.
But Lively is not the same as Live
like,
Me.
What even are we talking about?
Which one's with Musical.ly?
I don't care.
I'm 90 years old. Yeah. I don't understand.
I mean, well, you basically are fucking 27. You guys are old as shit. I don't know what to talk about, but your car got stolen.
It did. Yes, my car got stolen.
Take me through
on Friday.
Well, it started like any other day.
Yeah, please paint a picture for me.
It's weird. Let me preface this where I texted her that Monday and I was like, I think my car is stolen, but mine just got towed. So I woke up from a text from her saying on Friday, I think my car got stolen.
LMAO. At like 9 in the morning. I was just walking out of the apartment like, oh, I'm going to go to Starbucks. Then I look at the street and I'm like, oh, like shit, did I not park my car here? I'm pretty sure this is where I parked my car. And so then I walked around to the other street.
Wait, in a garage or on the street?
No, it was on the street.
Wait, I thought you had a garage.
We do. I was at TJ's.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So it was like, and he lives in Silver Lake. It's not like I'm in like some shitty area. Like,
yeah, they're like artisan tacos. Yeah.
Yeah. We could use this for an art exhibition.
Yeah.
Take it apart.
Artisan tacos.
And then I walked up the street and I was like, God, like it's definitely not here. I 100% parked it right there.
Yeah.
So I turned around, wasn't there. Then I wound up calling the towing number, like 311, and they directed me to the nearest tow place. And this is like 9 a.m. They're like, no, we haven't gotten anything. Like, it probably got stolen because it would have come here. So then I called the cops and they traced my plates and they were like, hasn't been towed. So then they had to take down all my information and that's pretty much it. I haven't heard anything since.
Well,
this is gone.
Wow. So potentially at some point they could find it.
Maybe. Yeah. That's what I'm hoping is someone just like took it and then ditched it somewhere, you know?
But the thing that's
like, it smells like Aaron.
Yeah. like, why would you want it? But the thing that sucks is I have to keep my car insurance because if they do find it eventually, if I don't have the car insurance, I can't claim the car.
That doesn't make any sense. Like they should have an exception. Like,
yeah.
If they find the car, then you can have it because it's mine.
Also, like, make the person who stole it pay for my car insurance.
Yeah. Get mad on it when Heath's truck got stolen.
I
like,
know. That was weird, though, because they stole Heath's truck out of their parking garage.
I know. Well, we did that video for Zane's channel where we fake stole it, and people were mad at us.
Yeah.
People were like, I thought they actually stole Heath's, like, blah, 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 blah. And then, like, I guess, like, I don't know. It was just crazy. But we, like, literally, like, rolled, like, fake rolled down, like, the, you know, that ramp in that old place.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Rolled down.
And so, then it was weird because then me and Zane and Matt went to the mall the same day this happened, and somebody stole Zane's backpack out of his car, and his laptop was in there, and like his all his MTV credential awards. Thingies because he was going to the award show. All of it's gone.
I never get invited to those fucking things.
We don't either. Zane said that his manager had to like beg Jordan.
Yeah, well, Jordan. Why didn't you guys? For the most part, I don't care. Like, obviously, MTV Movie Awards. I went to like Teen Choice last year. So stupid. Yeah. But A Star Is Born, the Lady Gaga remake of the Barbara Streisand.
Oh, yeah.
I emailed him. That's how serious I am. Emailed him and I never use email.
Oh my God, I have chills because that movie looks so good.
Oh my God, she's like, oh. Yeah. She's like, what? He's like, just want to get another look at you. I'm like, ah. But I want to go because Barbara Streisand is for gonna sure going to be at the premiere.
You would die.
If I meet her, oh my God.
So can you go? Like, is it a thing where you could maybe go?
Well,
Jordan, make it happen.
Make it fucking happen. I swear to God, would I have to dress up?
Yeah. Probably red carpet. Like,
have to?
You just wear whatever you want.
Yeah. I'm just going to be me, be cool, be
just
true.
Like maybe brush your hair and then wear what you're wearing.
I refuse.
When is it? When's the premiere?
I don't know. It doesn't come out until October.
Wow.
So it's going to be a
some
while.
Time.
Yeah. To find an outfit. To brush my hair. All right. Well,
Oh my God. That could be so fun. You could have Queer Eye guys come and do you over for the event.
I watched the new season in one day. I woke up at 6 a.m. to watch it.
I can't even make it through. Like, I watched the first episode of the second season in the second one and was literally just bawling my eyes out.
I cry every time.
So good.
What is it?
Queer Eye. It's a remake. So Queer Eye for the Straight Guy was a show on VH1 where a bunch of gay guys would go and make over a straight guy that like didn't dress really well.
Like it was a real show?
Yeah. Yeah, and then now they remade it on Netflix and there's five guys and they're all amazing.
Uh-huh. So amazing.
So hot. They're all so cute.
And they're gay.
So funny. They're all gay. And they all transform these people's lives. But they're like, they make them like learn to love each other.
Aww.
Like love themselves. Or like, they'll talk to a Republican. Or like the black guy on there like had a they made over a cop. And he like had like a serious conversation about like racial tension and police brutality.
It's so good.
Yeah. Do I need to watch the other things to watch the one on Netflix?
No,
it's like a news thing. Yeah,
you don't even watch anything in order. You can just like bounce around.
Yeah, cool. It's just like one episode. But like, who's your favorite?
Jonathan, I love Jonathan.
I couldn't decide if I liked him at first.
Oh my God!
Because at first it was too much.
No, he's so funny. Like he makes me so happy.
Yeah, he's just like, he's positive.
Yeah.
Because at first I thought like it was fake. Like he was just trying to be like whatever. But then like three episodes in, I'm like, he's positive.
Carly, you'll die.
He's so funny.
I'm like laughing like
sweet.
Yeah, he's like, I love it. You're giving me Beyonce. Yeah. You're giving me blah blah blah. You're giving me blah blah blah. I love this little DIY mask. I'm like, oh my God. Yeah.
He's so amazing.
I like him.
He's
already.
So they each have their own little like niche thing too. Like he does all the hair and makeup and whatever. And then there's someone who does the design.
Bobby.
Yep. And then someone does the food.
Antony. Anthony, whatever.
And what are Anthony. The other things?
Lifestyle or what is Karamo's? Karamo's my favorite.
Style.
Style that's tan.
Tan
France.
Did you see that tweet today?
No.
Can I pick up my phone?
I mean,
theory. I feel like you'll think it is so freaking funny. Okay. You can keep talking though while I find this.
Oh, I don't know anything about Queer Eye.
Blah, blah, blue, blah, blah,
yeah,
blue, blah.
I know, me too.
Yeah, no, you
mall.
Should watch it.
I know.
It's crazy.
I will.
So
it's
fun.
So
it sounds like
good,
something.
Carly.
Is it hour episodes or half hour?
Like hour.
Yeah.
Almost, yeah.
I feel like crying. I can watch it.
Oh my God, I cry.
The proposal one? Are you kidding?
It was so
cheap.
It was like, they were like so nerdy cute.
I know.
And I Shannon you.
I keep saying that to TJ.
What does that mean?
It was the guy's girlfriend. Her name is Shannon, and so like they all just kept saying, "I Shannon you, like I love you," because he kept saying like, "You are more than love." Like,
oh,
like the way he proposes, like he made a movie, and he was like,
"A movie,
love." He's like, "I need more." Oh my God! All right, should I read it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it's closing.
Everything short out. I was laughing so hard at that this morning. Ooh.
Okay.
We don't give a fuck. Okay. Oh my God. Okay, I'm laughing already. Bobby, you need a space for yourself. Karamo, you need confidence. Anthony, you need something quick and simple. Jonathan, you need to make time for pomade. Tan, you need to get it together or your wife will divorce you. I always look good for my husband. It's so true. Oh my God.
He's so funny.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break and probably just continue to talk about Queer Eye when we get back.
Carly.
Love it.
Stay tuned and don't exit. Please keep listening. Mm-hmm. I need the money. Okay. Bye.
Today's show is sponsored by Talkspace, the online therapy company that lets you message a licensed therapist from anywhere at any time. All you need is a computer with an internet connection or the Talkspace mobile app. That means you can improve your mental health even if you've had trouble making time for it in the past. Can't imagine fitting anything else into your life? Well, with Talkspace, therapy is as easy as sending your therapist a message. Get something off your chest whenever you need to. Talk about everyday challenges at work or at home, or just chat about life. There are no extra commutes, no leaving the office, and no judgments. Remember that therapy isn't just about venting your innermost thoughts. It's also about practical, everyday strategies for stress management and living a happier life. Having a therapist simply provides you a designated person to talk to who is trained to listen and help you make positive changes. The Talkspace platform has over 2,000 licensed therapists who are experienced in addressing life challenges we all face. To match with the perfect therapist for a fraction of the price of a traditional therapy, go to Talkspace.com/Christine and use the code Christine, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, to get $45 off your first month and show your support for Don't Mess. Again, go to Talkspace.com/Christine and use the code Christine to get $45 off your first month. Hey guys, I want to talk to you today about Tomboy X. They're a clothing company that sells underwear. They sent me some new sports bras in the mail, and I just tried them on the other day, and they're super comfortable, and I hate shopping for bras, so it's time to stop wearing underwear that doesn't make you feel confident. They have bikinis, briefs, boxer briefs, trunks, boy shorts, bras in every color, and they have sizes extra small to 4XL. Regardless of where you fall on the size or gender spectrum, Tomboy X offers amazing underwear that anybody feels comfortable in. So go to tomboyx.com/don'tmess and check out their special bundles and pack pricing. And Don't Mess listeners get an extra 15% off with code DON'TMESS. Again, code DON'TMESS, D-O-N-T-M-E-S-S, no spaces, for an extra 15% off. Ditch whatever you're wearing for a pair of Tomboy X underwear. Go to tomboyx.com/don'tmess. Again, code DON'TMESS, D-O-N-T-M-E-S-S, no spaces, for an extra 15% off. Does that cow have a haircut?
Yeah, it's like a toupee. It's wearing a toupee.
It looks like it has like a Caesar cut. Anyway, we're back. Yep, we're here. Oh, don't mess. I hate my job. Okay. let's talk a little bit about how we first met.
Okay. Oh, I love how you keep looking at your computer as if you're reading something.
It literally says Carly and Aaron. One Direction. That's it.
That's all you need to know,
yeah.
Baby.
Yeah. Just close that right up. So the first time I met you guys, I like knew you from Vine and Twitter.
Uh-huh.
And we maybe were, does that thing where like, oh, maybe we'll reply to someone's tweet, but like we don't really talk.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Like we knew each other, but not knew each other. Yeah.
And then I had just moved to LA.
Oh my God, this was like, what, two, three years ago?
Actually, maybe it wasn't I moved. I think I was just visiting.
I think so,
yeah.
Too.
It was like 2015, yeah.
Oh my God.
Like summer of 2015.
Back in the day.
Back in the Vine days. Back in the day.
Back when we were younger.
Yeah.
Vining and driving with Carly and Aaron.
And you begged us. You wanted us to do that so
bad. I know.
Yeah.
I thought you guys were so cool. Now I don't give a shit about you. I'm
just kidding. That's what happens to everybody. Like, I think they're cool and they hate us.
No, I like you. I just like, I'm not intimidated by
right,
you.
Right, yeah.
But like, yeah, because I think it was because I knew you were older. And I thought you were funny.
Thanks.
And aww. Elijah knew you a little bit better than I did. So we came over to hang out. And I just remember being like, I don't know why, because I don't really get nervous around people that much. Like, I'm kind of a people person.
Uh-huh.
You know? I just could not stop telling you that you were ugly.
Yeah, she just kept insulting
like,
us.
Like, as a joke, like, my brain would just, anytime there was silence, I'm like, well, you're ugly, so.
And that was, like, way before the Twitter ugly. Like, saying something was yeah. ugly. It wasn't a
like,
thing.
Like, it was
that,
she was actually insulting
yeah.
us.
And
like,
yeah. Very. Even I was, like, even that night, I was like, I don't know why I keep saying this.
She's like,
why?
They're the most beautiful girls I've ever seen. Yeah. I don't know why I keep
Maybe
calling
I just
them
had
ugly.
Crushes on you. I don't know.
Maybe.
I was just like, I just kept calling you ugly. It was so weird.
And, like, didn't, like,
we
take it
just,
to heart,
yeah,
though.
We were just, like, yeah. laughing. We're
yeah.
like, oh,
she's
so funny.
Because we were intimidated by you, too, I think. So you were just hilarious.
Well, and because she, like, shit on everybody online.
Yeah.
That was, like, when you were, like,
yeah,
ruthless.
You didn't like a lot of people in the vlog squad now, back then.
It was really only Scotty.
Yeah, you're right.
And then, even then, like, I didn't even not like Scotty. I just said
it.
I just,
like, Scott.
I just
like the nicest
it.
One.
Yeah,
I know.
I love Scott. Yeah,
know,
he's great.
He's the best. He's
so
the
funny. Yeah, it's just crazy. But yeah, so, like, we would just hang out or, like, emo night.
Yeah.
Yeah, we brought you to emo night. We thought you would like it a lot.
Yeah, we did.
Here's the thing. I'm an upper middle class.
Yes.
White, suburban only child, uh-huh. and my parents.
Me too.
Well,
yeah, you're so describing
wait,
me.
Exactly. You're right. I just didn't have angst.
Yeah.
Like, couldn't, I didn't listen to it because I couldn't relate. It's like, I'm sorry, I can't be perfect.
Sings the whole song. Yeah.
And then I get like a DM. My mom's like, we still love you. Like, just try harder. Like, I don't get it. So like, I knew, and it's not fun to go to those if you don't know the words.
Yeah, of course.
Totally.
So I only know like, check yes, Juliet. Or like, yeah, shit like that.
That's so funny.
Like,
it's funny because they don't even like play that. Only on Song Pop.
Well, yeah. So I knew some because like the ones that got really popular, but like, they'd be screaming, and I'm like, and then obviously I'm not emo at all. So I just like,
it
was just,
I think you were wearing your windbreaker.
Oh yeah, yeah. R.I.P. Yeah, just it's just not my
totally
thing. Okay. But like, you liked Candy Pop Night, right?
Oh, Candy Pop is like pop night. Like,
yes. Yeah.
If that was as big as emo night, holy shit, I'd be there all the time.
I know. We haven't gone in so long. I know. I want to go. We need to bring Trisha Paytas. Trisha would thrive.
Oh my God, remember that night I got up on stage where Aaron Tuning was in town?
Oh yeah,
you were like so drunk. And I lost my ID.
Oh, Christine, you were like, oh no. I wish we had video footage from that because that was the funniest night.
Aaron Tuning probably has it.
He had a vine of me up there, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And that's the reason
you were like lifting up. You're wearing a dress, I'm pretty sure.
No,
I
would never wear a dress. I would never wear a dress out.
It was definitely something pink.
It was pink. It was that pink striped shirt that I used to wear.
Yeah. Yes. It's just long and flowy.
Yeah.
That's why I thought it was a dress. And you had your jeans on. You were lifting it up.
Was I?
Yes. Because you were doing like this motions.
Yeah.
I think Shakira was playing.
Probably.
Or Skater Boy. I don't remember. It was something like that.
Oh my God, I need to text him and ask if he has any of that because I will actually die.
He definitely does. I feel like Aaron Tuning saves all that stuff.
Yeah. I don't.
Backs it up on doesn't exist.
I don't have any of my old vines.
I know.
Or I wish I still
you
had
didn't
the message.
Save them?
No, I don't give a shit. Like,
I know. I did it because I was like, I mean, I guess. Like, I might. I don't know. So I have them. But.
Well, it's kind of like, tell me if this is weird. I think this is insane. I don't have a single childhood home video. My parents did not record a second of my life.
Really?
I don't either.
No, and I'm like,
and now all of your life is recorded.
Yeah, and
how
I'm
weird
like,
is that?
I wish I could go back and be like,
what the Kardashians,
what I sounded like as a kid.
Yeah,
like all this stuff. Tons
That's
of
interesting.
Pictures.
Interesting. I don't. Yeah.
Not a single video clip. Nothing.
So you don't even know if you were either. Real. Conspiracy.
Yeah. I have no idea. No idea what I was. Because how cool would that be to see what you were like and like? I don't know. I'm fuck you, mom and dad. God, that literally pisses me off.
They don't have any videos?
Not a single childhood video. They didn't own of it. They just didn't do that.
Maybe they
were just living in the moment.
Yeah.
No, they took a bunch of photos.
And your parents didn't do it either?
No, not that I know of. I mean, unless my parents. I told my parents my car got stolen. My mom goes, oh, that sucks.
Like, change the subject.
Like, oh, okay.
If my car got stolen, I would call my dad and be like, Dad, what do? Where do I go?
Yeah. I literally saw that. She's like, oh, that sucks. Then sent me a picture of our dog being like, look how cute he is. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, you think he's more of your son than I am your actual child. Uh-huh.
I mean, yeah. Parents are weird.
Yeah.
Your mom's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is very funny.
Your mom's a firefighter.
No,
my dad.
Your dad.
She was an EMT.
Matt told me he was, okay, never mind.
What?
Well, because we were at Courtney's party and her dad's a firefighter.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Matt was like, wait, that's weird. Like Zane's mom.
Zane's mom and my
okay,
dad.
Your dad. Okay, yeah. And I was like, whoa, that's like kind of weird actually. Yeah. Like, it's not.
That's how we all know each other.
Yeah.
At the firehouse.
Actually, I still remember there's a kid in my elementary school named Danny Madrick. And his dad was a firefighter, and his mom brought in little Dalmatian cookies on career day.
Oh, I thought you were going to say actual Dalmatians.
I know, me too.
I was like, oh my God, that's so cute.
You know, they're hard to, like, train.
Yeah. I've heard they're kind of assholes.
Yeah.
But they're dogs, so it's fine. Like,
yeah.
You know.
Oh, my God,
if you have a
dog.
Dalmatian, no offense.
I don't, yeah, and you know, it's like, everyone knows what a Dalmatian is, but, like, when have you actually seen a Dalmatian
in
real life?
Ever.
Yeah.
Like, there's no Instagram famous Dalmatians.
That's
like, I'm sure
true.
There are some, you know,
yeah.
But, like.
Yeah, a firehouse one or
they're
something.
They're too busy fighting fires.
Yeah.
Are they really, I mean, like,
no.
Do fire stations have a dog?
No, I don't think
no,
so.
No, not actually.
Is it, like, in cartoon? Wait,
yeah.
How did
yeah.
that
I don't
happen?
Know how that started. I think I've asked my dad before and he told me, but I don't, I wish, but I
yeah.
don't think so.
I don't know. I feel like.
Because it's always different people work. There's no way it would work.
Yeah. You know? Well, if you're like allergic to a dog. Or...
Yeah. And it's too hectic. Like they have to open the garage for the trucks to come out and like they'd run out.
Away.
You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, if it's trained to be a firefighter, I'm assuming it's not going to
run
away.
Out fires.
Well, I know, but like.
It's holding the hose.
Yeah. Like, it needs like the dog whisperer. Like it goes to like a fire station.
Like, is there a person inside? Sparky said there is.
Oh my God, yeah. Inside. She's trapped in the well. See? Oh my God. Yeah, I don't know. Well, you're speaking of animals. That fucking cat.
Whitey?
So, I hate her.
No, you love her. I hate her.
Why do you hate her?
It's like how you felt about us is how you feel about Whitey.
She's been like just projecting.
Like a poopy butthole.
No, not anymore, because she got skinny so she can clean herself.
Yeah. Oh.
She was just too fat.
Too fat to reach her butthole.
She was a giant loaf.
So funny. Yeah, I mean, I don't actually hate it.
I know.
But like, I hate that guy.
I know.
She is a lot skinnier now, though. You'd be like...
Well, she messaged me the other day. She was like, oh, she looks so skinny now. Yeah, I still hate her.
Well, I was like, I hate her as much as I hate that hat that you wear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, why are you on Jenny Craig?
She's a demon, though. She literally screams at night forever because we don't feed her as much. Because she used to have automatic feeder. So she figured out how to use it and just stick her paw up and eat whenever she pleased.
And that's when she swiped herself out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so now we... hand feed her only for breakfast and dinner. So she's always like, she screams. She sounds like a demon.
Cats are crazy because like, I don't hate them, but like, I don't like them.
Yeah, that's how I felt before her because she's literally a dog. Like you come home and she'll like run up to you and like literally lick you.
Like she's so, like sandpaper.
I know. But I'm like, oh, you're so sweet. I love you.
I hate when my dog licks me, but sometimes I just let her because I'm too lazy. I'm just like, oh, fine. Mood. Like, here you go. Like,
do you love having a dog though?
Yeah, I do. Oh. She's great because I live alone, so it's nice to have
Home to a dog.
Yeah, and she's like, she's good. What the fuck? Oh my God. I literally thought there was something on my leg. It was a bead of sweat. Because it's kind of warm in here because of the lights. And my, like behind my knee. Because it was like skin on skin. And
then
like
a
little thing of sweat. And I thought it was a spider.
Ew.
Nope, I'm just a sweaty mess. Okay. What should we talk about?
Politics, probably.
No, I refuse.
Are you going to VidCon?
Yeah.
And TanaCon?
Yeah.
Do you have, like, things at both?
Yeah.
I have, I don't know what TanaCon, like, I don't understand TanaCon. Jordan, you can chime in.
So, here's the thing.
Yeah, literally, what is it?
I literally had to ask him today. So, basically, there was an incident, like, at last year's VidCon.
Yeah. Sure, we've heard about the incident. Yeah,
well, I didn't watch, did you watch the whole video?
I watched
video?
A lot of it.
Oh, my God.
I had her tell me what happened.
Yeah. I can't even watch, like, a 2-minute I just can't.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Like there's a thing where she wasn't a feature creator, so she wasn't behind the scenes. So she kind of caused a mob accidentally and then there was words exchanged and now they're not welcome back.
Yeah.
And so she was like, oh, I mean, I should just do TanaCon, blah, blah, blah. And then they're like, wait, no, we can do that for you. And she's like, oh, okay. So
she's
now
actually
there's just,
doing it.
There's just TanaCon. And...
which is actually pretty amazing that she's actually doing it. And like, I saw the list and there are so many creators.
Like, she got Shane Dawson who doesn't do that.
Like,
who doesn't
is VidCon shaking? Like, are they...
they're quaking.
Are they like Please worried about it? They are.
Oh, I mean, their tweet... I mean,
no.
Isn't it right next to each other?
It's right next to you. And it here's the thing. I only went to VidCon once. And that was 2016, and I wasn't a feature creator.
We were with you, I think.
I was just, and it was just, that's right, I had to dress up as Rhonda.
Uh-huh.
And I was just there, I mean, some people stopped me, but, like, it was just fine. Wasn't that big of a deal. So I don't know what it's like to cause a mob, but I feel like you shouldn't be faulted. It's not your fault.
No.
Like,
yeah.
People are crazy. Like,
it gets crazy.
If you went now, you would be, like, you couldn't go anywhere.
Well, and it's like, if it's Tana, like, obviously she can't walk the floor. It's fucking Tana Mojo.
And it was weird because... in the video, they, like, she had to go to do Escape the Night stuff, right? But they didn't give her a pass, so, like, anywhere she went, she had to go.
Yeah, I wonder why they wouldn't.
But then, she would just get mobbed, obviously.
Yeah,
and then they would
it's
get
so
mad
weird
her.
To think that if they just did, like, none of this would have happened.
Is she going to have so much security, like, for everyone?
That's what I asked him. I was like, because I'm staying at the VidCon hotel.
Uh-huh.
But they have a hotel that people that are just doing TanaCon are staying in. But I'm like... VidCon is this thing they've been doing for almost like 10 years, and it probably took them a couple of years to get their shit together.
Yeah.
So I'm are there gonna be people like trying to get in the hotel?
Yeah.
Because YouTube, like, this sounds rude because they literally pay my bills, but like YouTube fans are fucking insane.
No, they are.
They're
they
fucking
go crazy.
Insane.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
crazy.
Like sorry, but I'm not your friend. Like because I post and you think I'm funny, like I'm not your friend.
I think they assume you know them because they know you.
Yeah. They don't think of it, but like. It's literally a bunch of strangers running at you or talking about private stuff that you don't want to talk about.
Yeah.
Or, like, it's insane.
We were just at the boys' house. We were pulling up, and there were two fans like waiting outside. And I was like, this is inappropriate.
She goes, inappropriate.
And then they left. Away. Like, you can't do that.
Yeah.
That's such an invasion of privacy. And like, I get it. Like, they think that they know us better, but like, we don't know who you are. And that's like so scary. And there have been a lot of times when Kristen has been home alone and like fans will show up at the house. And like, that's dangerous.
That's scary as fuck.
It's not like okay.
I was over there once, and this girl, she was like, she looked like she was our age.
Yeah.
And she had four coffees, and I literally thought she was a Postmate because they always Postmate coffee and stuff. So like, let her in for a second, and she like set it to like set it down or whatever, and she was like looking around. I was like, oh no, like this is a fan. And then she went up to like Cheeky and her started talking. So I was like, oh, maybe they're like, they know each other. She went over to the boxes of merch and started taking merch. She just kept taking a shirt and putting it on her shoulder. She's like, I'm taking this. And then Jason had to go up and be like, do you mind
getting the fuck out of here?
Yeah. It's like entitlement at that point.
It's so ballsy, but they don't even
think
that.
It's like wrong.
They don't even think twice. Yeah. It's so weird.
But they think that since we all fuck around with each other, they can do that.
Yeah.
Because they. But to us, it's like, well, we don't know you, so
we would like to meet you and have a conversation before you just invite yourself into our home.
It's interesting.
And I just assume they know everything about someone's relationship. Like, you tweeted me, can I come? I can't remember what.
Oh, yeah.
And then I tweeted, no, because that's our relationship.
I know.
Like, that's how we are. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, wait, is this real?
Yeah, people are like, God. Oh, Christine.
They're like, that's rude, Christine. I'm like, fuck you, Melissa. You're a fucking idiot. You don't know me. Like, fuck off.
And there's this one girl, the Pop Socket chick.
Oh, God, Jesus.
Who she literally thought that Christine was being serious, and all caps was like, ha, 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 ha. Like, thinking,
should we
like,
talk about the Pop Socket?
Someone sent Todd a Pop Socket.
Scott,
a Pop Socket to our P.O. box. So then I texted him. I was like, Scott, someone sent you a Pop Socket. He's like, oh, you guys can just keep it. Uh-huh. And, like, at the time, I didn't have one on my phone, so I just put it on my phone. And then, like, every day I was getting messages like, take that off your phone. Like, I sent that to Scott, not to you. And then, like, one day I literally just, like, snapped and was like, get over it. It's a Pop Socket.
Yeah.
And then literally all fucking hell broke loose. Like, hundreds of teenagers were attacking me. Like, how are you going to, like, talk this way to a 17-year-old girl? And I'm like, what do you
17?
Mean?
That's, you're literally...
yeah.
Old as fuck. Like, you should know that you're fucking stupid for being upset about a fucking Pop Socket that, sorry, honey, you actually, I just said honey, which is not.
Okay, Jonathan.
Yeah, sorry, honey. Sweetie, but you literally sent it to them.
Yeah, like, that's the thing. And it's like, it's not like something malicious that I was like, ha ha ha, keep me your Pop Socket. Like, Scott literally said, keep it. And I told her that.
That happened with a painting, too. Somebody painted something for Heath. It was like this beautiful, like, the back of a horse and, like, someone riding a horse. And it said, what was that name? I don't know.
The thing he has tattooed on him.
Who is? Yeah, whatever. Heath. Eleanor? No, I don't know. But
Louise.
Louise. Do you remember that?
Oh, that's the thigh tattoo?
Yeah. So it said Louise. It was like beautiful. And we sent it to Heath and we're like, we have this. He's like, oh, you guys can put it on your wall. Cause like he knows we have like an art wall or whatever. So we put it up there. And the girl freaked out that it was up. And she wrote us another letter in our P.O. box.
Yeah. And like, it's not fair that you guys are sending it to like our personal thing and then expect us to go deliver it.
Yeah, you're not the postal service. You're not Bobby. I get it, because you're Bobby.
Oh, you stand Bobby.
Well, you actually live right by me.
Yeah,
like, I
so
go to
close.
That house, that's like my post
oh,
office.
Oh, that's the same one you go to?
Yeah.
Right. Do you see Bobby?
Is it Vermont?
Yes,
yeah.
I think so.
Don't tell people.
Well, oh, shit. You're right.
No, it's okay. People have been there before.
It's in the state of Vermont.
People have been there before to take pictures with Bobby. That's Isn't that so sweet?
That's kind of sweet.
Yeah, and if you don't know, Bobby is our, like, well, not our, but he's the guy who, like, delivers all the mail to the P.O. boxes, and he's, like, this older guy.
Man, yeah, like, in his 50s, I'd say.
Yeah, so he has no idea about YouTube or anything. Yeah. So he's always like, who are these people?
Yeah.
But we have, like, a relationship with him, and we film him and stuff, and people really like watching.
And he's the purest person ever.
Yeah, I like him. Yeah. He told us better than you.
Yeah, me too.
Me too.
He went to a Dodgers game, I think it was last summer, and then he was wearing the Bobby hats we made, and a fan went up to him and was like, hey, are you Bobby? And he said he was with his, like, son, who's probably around our age, and it's, like, this little teen girl who's like, are you Bobby?
Oh,
like,
I have a picture.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's
so sweet.
But, yeah, I can't even imagine someone coming to my house. Like, TJ saying his friend lives in my building.
Oh,
like, that
Cade.
Freaked me out.
Cade, yeah.
Like, that freaked me out. Enough.
Yeah.
Not freaked me out, but, like, that was weird. So, a fucking fan.
It's his intern.
That's hilarious.
He won't murder you. We don't think.
Well, and then there was some girl who worked like at the place that reps Chris, but then left, but then sent me an email, like a work email. And then she was like, also, I think you live in my building. I've seen you driving around. I'm like,
Oh my God. We've had people outside of our house. Like, remember that one time that kid was literally screaming. He was like, Carly, Aaron, for like a half an hour.
And you can, yeah, from the street, you can see our living room. So, like, you could probably see, like, the Carly and Aaron stuff on, like, our walls. And it was weird. We were, like, ducking and, like, it seeing if he was leaving.
Yeah, that was really scary.
And vlogging it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was creepy as hell.
Well, anyway, I hate my job and my fans. No. this was fun. I'm glad we
caught up.
I didn't plan.
yeah, it turned out great.
Yeah, in summation, Rebecca's great.
Love her.
Jordan sucks.
We don't know anything about Zayn anymore.
Fans are crazy.
Undecided. yes, fans are crazy.
Indifferent. Okay, is there anything you guys are working on that you want to plug? Like, do you guys have...
Just Carly and Aaron.
What?
Your podcast. You have a podcast.
Oh, I have... Yeah, with my boyfriend. It's called Couple of Issues.
Bruce.
Which I feel like you're in love with Bruce.
I'm a little bit in love with Bruce.
When we started dating, I was like, Christine loves Bruce.
He's so tiny.
Yeah.
So we give him a piggyback ride to the mall.
Please don't.
Go get Froyo.
Please don't.
And a pretzel.
Please don't.
I'm going to steal them from you. Anyway.
Anyways. But, I mean, Carly and Aaron.
Yeah, Carly and Aaron.
You post 3 days a week.
Shit.
And apparently that's not enough for people.
We've been getting some comments lately.
And guys, send all of your Vlog Squad fan mail to their P.O. Box.
So we can deliver it to them.
And they will keep it all. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for coming, guys.
Thanks for having
us. Yes, thank you for having us.
Well, you're ugly, so.
Yeah, we know.
You're welcome.
Thanks for watching and listening. I'm gonna be done talking now. Don't mess. Don't.